Radiolab is supported by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Radiolab is supported by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and can be more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Visit betterhelp.com/radiolab today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Okay. No, I see in a few of these on up top, you have kind of, looks like near the temples, you have little orange spots.
These are inferior frontal gyri on both sides, the anterior cingulate cortex, and the so-called BA6, which is premotor cortex. Okay. These are, this is probably the fusiform. It's a new spot that showed up, and it actually has to do with recognition of objects in general. But overall, we replicated all the things that we found in the last study we find here. This is a premotor cortex, the area that has to do with telling your motor cortex what to do. So it takes more activity to direct your thumb to the wrong button or to the false button or to the lie button. You need to invest more effort in doing that than just pressing the true button.
So on a very basic level,
it's a motor lie.
I see. So if you are lying, you see more blood flow in a particular area of the brain than if you are telling the truth.
Right.
Can we look at this image on the right here? You have what looks like a little extra bit of activity in the...
This is inferior frontal cortex.
So kind of to the... Looking at it two-dimensionally, kind of on the left temple, right?
Well, you can call it left temple, but what's important about it, this is the area that is known to be involved in response inhibition. So finally, we came to what may explain why children with ADD have trouble, because this is one of the areas that activates tasks that children with ADD don't do well on.
This is the area which says when you're trying to lie, don't lie.
It's where
the truth comes up and you push the truth back.
Let's put it, if that's indeed what's happening, then yes. Uh-huh.
So if that moment that I paused, the moment, 10 minutes ago,
that's very possible.
And the five card came up, right. And there was that moment where I said, don't say it.
Right.
That was what was happening. Okay.
Right.
I'm with you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, got it.
Now, it also activated something that looks almost like anterior cingulate cortex, but it's not. It's actually more frontal.
And if I understand from what you were saying a moment ago, this is the attention region, right?
No, it's a little frontal to that. It's not. It's an associative cortex of some sort that they call it, higher cognitive functions. It's not very clear what would be this area doing, but it's okay to find this sort of activation in this type of task. It's not, if we found it somewhere back here, we would wonder what's going on. Mm. But this may, it's Brodmann 9 and 10, could be involved in response inhibition, could be involved in decision making. There's no, but this area is very well known for the type of tasks that are called go, no go. Press all letters except X. And then when it goes pretty fast, you have trouble stopping and you're pressing by mistake. And that these tasks activate inferior frontal cortex very well. Mm. Children with ADD don't do well on those tasks.
I see. So a good liar would probably have a considerable amount of activity or no activity.
Probably
in this
less.
Area. Less activity.
An efficient liar would have, somebody who is working hard doing this will have more. Mm-hmm. Let's put it this way. A person with ADD who is lying probably will have more. A CIA agent who was trained on that particular task will probably have less.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.